This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A federal judge has unsealed the search warrant that authorized the FBI's unprecedented search of Donald Trump's Florida home this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has the story.
Court papers show FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from Mar-a-Lago, including documents labeled top secret. The court did not release specific details about what's in the documents, which former Justice Department official Stephen Salzberg says is proper.
Because that would reveal things that people who don't have security clearances aren't supposed to see.
Trump has said the seized documents were all declassified, though that's unclear. He'd kept the documents despite multiple requests from agencies to follow federal law and hand them over. Both he and the Justice Department urged the judge to take the unusual step of unsealing the warrant. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses in 1988 drew death threats from Iran, has been stabbed in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York earlier Friday. The 75-year-old Rushdie was flown to a hospital and underwent surgery. His agent, Andrew Wiley, said the writer was on a ventilator with a damaged liver and severed nerves in one arm. Wiley also said the writer may lose an eye. Police arrested the attacker and identified him as 24-year-old Hadi Matar of Fairview, New Jersey. His lawyer has declined to comment. State police said the motive for the attack is unclear. You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Arizona officials say they will use shipping containers to close a 1,000-foot gap in the border wall near the southern Arizona farming community of Yuma. Officials with Republican Governor Doug Ducey's office says they're acting to stop migrants after repeated unfulfilled promises from the Biden administration to close the gap, which is on federal land. Federal officials did not immediately comment. State contractors began moving and stacking shipping containers early Friday. The containers are expected to be topped with 4 feet of razor wire. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives approved a $430 billion bill on Friday that's seen as the biggest climate package in U.S. history, delivering a major legislative victory for President Joe Biden ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. The Senate approved the legislation on Sunday, so now the bill goes to President Biden to sign into law. The legislation to fight climate change and lower prescription drug prices aims to cut domestic greenhouse gas emissions. It will also allow Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for the elderly and ensure that corporations and the wealthy pay the taxes that they owe. Democrats say it will help combat inflation by reducing the federal deficit. A gang riot inside a border prison in Mexico that left two inmates dead quickly spread to the streets of Ciudad Juarez, where alleged gang members killed 9 more people, including 4 employees of a radio station. The federal government's undersecretary for security said the violence started inside the state prison after 1 p.m. Thursday when members of a gang attacked members of a rival group. 2 inmates were killed and 20 were injured. Following that, suspected gang members began shooting and setting fires on the streets of the city. Taiwan's foreign minister has told VOA that additional foreign delegations are more than welcome in Taipei, insisting his government will not be deterred by China's furious reaction to last week's visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In an exclusive interview with VOA, Foreign Minister Joseph Wu also criticized China's military exercises, which were held in response to Pelosi's visit, accusing Beijing of wrecking the status quo in the Taiwan Strait. Wu said Taiwan will not be prevented from conducting its own foreign policy. He said China can always find excuses to threaten Taiwan militarily. After Pelosi's visit, China surrounded Taiwan for several days with unprecedented large-scale military exercises. Chinese state media described the drills as rehearsals. Marissa Melton, VOA